Message number 667. Do not listen to exaggerated claims you may hear about the end times. Tuesday, January 8, 2013 at 09:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, when I wish to prepare the world for my second coming, I must ask that all of my followers trust in me completely. I love you. I will always respond to your prayers in order to mitigate the evil acts which are being planned in the world by the enemies of God. I protect you, my beloved followers. While I could never hide the truth from you, I must warn you against the inaccurate prophecies which are being delivered by false prophets in the world at this point in time and which create terror in the hearts of souls. The hand of my Father, as I have told you before, will fall on those wicked people when they try to take God's children from the earth before they are fit to enter my kingdom. You must never allow fear to destroy hope or terror to destroy love. Love will destroy evil. Love will increase in the world and be spread because of the grace of God in response to the prayers of His children. Do not listen to exaggerated claims you may hear about the end times. Do not allow such tales, many of which amount to fiction, to upset you or frighten you. I, Jesus Christ, in my mercy will destroy evil, as I will never give up on souls. God is love. God's power is almighty. God is merciful. Never forget that. Pray, 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 for you must not allow your hearts to be troubled when prayer can mitigate much of the evil in the world. Surrender to me in love, hope, and joy, and I will take away all your fears and unnecessary worries. When you are preparing for a great celebration, you will always be joyful and excited. And although many disruptions and difficult setbacks may occur before the great day, all will be forgotten when the sun rises at dawn on the much anticipated day. This is how you must look upon my second coming. While the evil you will witness in the lead-up will frighten and disgust you, it will be short-lived, for soon it will have all been forgotten. Be at peace. Never lose hope in my great mercy. I will never forsake those who love me. Your Jesus.